producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Have you noticed that people who in person would never be aggressive or unpleasant or rude when it comes to typing, all you know, all the restraints are removed? The perfectly nice people will write perfectly horrible emails. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
There have actually been some... Go ahead. I didn't mean to...
No. I was just agreeing with you. Yeah, go ahead.
It's just... There have actually been some studies that suggest that we lose inhibitions when faced with a blank screen. But, I mean, the extreme level, we know that the internet is all about being negative, but geez Louise, I mean, perfectly nice people will send these vicious emails. It's kind of like there's no filtering.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary
one. And it's always, you know, it's the old saying of, you know, it's easier to say something behind the screen of a computer. Or, you know, it's easier to hide behind a computer type of thing.
Well, and even when it's not anonymous, I mean, the anonymity I get. I mean, you can sort of behind a mask. But, I mean, even people you know.
But it's so much, what I'm saying, though, is like it's so much easier to say something to someone when you don't have to.
It's not face to face. Or even phone to phone. So there's no immediate feedback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's extraordinary. I finally, you know, and so every once in a while I'll sort of say, wow, this doesn't seem like you. Or, you know, sort of figure, well, maybe they're having a tough day. And now I just sort of ignore it. I just sort of, you know, just ignore it. Because I think what it is, to a very large extent, is people venting. You know, it's like the things that we used to write in, well, I don't know if guys do it. They call it logs, like Stardate 12. When women do it, it's called diary.
Yeah.
But it's exactly the same thing. And which is not a bad thing. You hear me recommend it all the time on the air of just writing out your thoughts. Because all of us have been talking a lot longer than we've been writing. So it's a way of focusing. But, I used to, so then I just go, delete, done, you know, gone.
Mm-hmm.
And but part of it is I'm really, there was somebody who was being very disruptive at a screening. And someone said, do you know who it is? And I said, well, I know who she is. I don't know exactly what her name is. And they said, could you send it to me in an email? And I said, I don't want anything in writing. Because one thing to sort of, you know, sort of contribute to a situation is another to have a paper trail. I'm not sure I'm going to do it anyway. I said, I don't know. So, but I have an example of the universe providing. You want to hear an example of the universe providing? All right, here's the deal. For some reason, I'm the wrong shape not to have a bad back. And one out of every three Americans has back trouble. I am two out of those three.
I'm one of those three.
Yeah, well, we're both tall. We're both relatively thin. And presumably we're both stupid. I mean, I do moving things that are too heavy to move and stuff like that. So both my parents have back problems. So Manny, you're the perfect person to tell this to because you'll be really sympathetic. I did something yesterday. I had never really met Jacob before, and I did something, and he said, oh, yeah, that's me. You know, it's a joy dar. Anyway, so Manny and my back. So I've done chiropody. You know, I'm really careful about doing ab exercises. I'm careful. I sit on an exercise, a medicine ball or an exercise ball to do my show to support my back a little bit more, support my abs. And I've also done Rolfing, which is terrific. And so basically I don't have much problem with my back anymore, but it's the weakest part of my system. I don't tend to get headaches. I don't tend to get stomach aches. If I'm coming down with something, usually get in the back, which apparently is what everybody around here has got a cold, and apparently they've given it to me, and I don't have the sniffles, but so the long story about this is that my back was out yesterday for the first time in a very long time, and it was just out. So, and I had all this stuff to do, and I wasn't really sick. I was just kind of cantilevered to one side, and so I just was carrying on, and I was at a subway stop that usually has an escalator. It's very steep. It's got, I think I've counted it, I think it's 116 steps, because I take the escalator, but I walk, which means you're doing about half, right? Because the escalator's doing about half, and you're doing about half. Escalator was broken. And I was bundled up yesterday, and I was carrying a bunch of stuff. So I thought, oh, gosh. And it's 116 steps. I mean, and maybe that doesn't sound like a lot to you, but when you got a coat on and you
That's a lot of steps.
Thank you.
116. Yeah.
Well, it's what? I think what is it? I think it's 16 or 18 steps to a flight.
Yep.
So that's what about it's going up at least 10, five stories.
So it's 116, yeah.
Eight or nine
flights.
Yeah. Well, it's the flights, but you know, basically usually one flight of stairs is two flights of stairs are one
is
floor,
one,
but not
one
yeah.
floor, yeah.
So it's somewhere between five and six or seven flights, walking with all the stuff. And you have to move because you've got people behind you. And, you know, I'm unwilling to be that, you know, little old lady who's crunkling up the steps. So, and I'm thinking, you know, I can't do this. And I thought, oh, come on, you know, what are you going to do? Stop on the steps and cry and have somebody carry you? You're going to have to do it. So I did it, okay? So I get up, I'm sweating, and my back was okay. So the next time you have a really bad back, apparently if you go up a whole bunch of stairs, if you go up a whole, you know, like 5 or 10 flights of stairs, and you're sweating and you're holding things, it fixes your back. Which actually makes a minor amount of sense. I just, at the top of it, when I, all of a sudden I'm not cantilevered anymore, I just started laughing. Because if you think about it, your back is pulled out usually because there's a muscle pull on one side or the other, which is why you're cantilevered, right? And so sweat, obviously, is heating up the body, which will soften your muscles a little bit. Because it's not dry heat at that moment, folks, it's wet heat. And moving your legs like that will kind of readjust your back a little bit, right? Because you're moving left and then right and then left and then right. And yeah. you're not doing a huge amount, because it's only as much as it takes to get up the stair. But it's basically like jiggling your back a little bit while loosening your muscles a little bit. So my back was fine. It didn't stay that way, to be quite honest. But it was much better than it would have been had I not done that. And as you know, after you pulled your back, the second day is much worse, and then the third day. And then it starts getting better about the fourth day. So it's actually better. So I just thought I'd pass that along for all of you who are... I started laughing, and I thought, you know what? The universe provides exactly what you need, even if you didn't know that you needed it, and you sure didn't want it. Alrighty. Because I'm sitting there, and I'm relatively, you know, physical challenges, you know, and, oh, okay, well, you just do it at your own pace. And this is what I thought. Oh, I can't do this. But there's no choice, so you do it. And at the top, and I wasn't wheezing, I didn't pass out. I passed people, you know, who were half my age, but actually didn't make me feel a lot better. I still thought, I think maybe you need to hit the gym a little more often. All right, it is, for some unbeknownst reason, National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Now, I that seems to me... like the
Pepsi
NRA.
For everyone, right?
I was going to say, that seems to me like the NRA of sodas, sort of getting in touch with somebody and saying, hey, right? Because we all know carbonation is terrible for us. At least it didn't say with sugar.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got carbonated beverages with caffeine. Not my thing. And it's actually Play Monopoly Day, which it seems like most of the business people in our country are already doing to our expense.
Yeah, no kidding.
Alrighty. On this day in history, Christopher Columbus goes ashore on an island he first saw the day before. He names it San Juan Bautista, later renamed
Puerto Rico.
Hey, there you go. In 1794, the U.S. and the Kingdom of Great Britain signed Jay's Treaty, which attempts to resolve some of the lingering problems left over from the American Revolutionary War, like, we don't want to be British anymore. Sorry. In 1863, American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln delivers the Gettysburg Address today. Did you know that? Today is the Gettysburg Address Day.
Yeah, I did not. I didn't know the exact day. I knew it was November, but I didn't know that it was this particular day.
Did it have to do with Thanksgiving? Have you ever been to Gettysburg?
I have not, no.
You have to go to Gettysburg. Everybody should go to Gettysburg.
I need to travel more. Are you noticing this? That I need to travel more?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you ask me if I've been to a certain place, my answer most of the time is always no.
All right, well, we're going to get you to Gettysburg. Gettysburg is one of those things. It's one of the spookiest places you'll ever be. I've been there a couple times. I've been there, I think, 3 or 4 times. Once when I was 8 years old, and then when I was in my 30s, and I remembered going over that hill, I started crying. It's an amazing place. 855-993-7569. Hey, look, call up and tell me what the most emotional place you've ever been, okay? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, let me finish going over the day in history just because there are some interesting things. And as I said, Gettysburg, I just think, is an extraordinary place. They have reenactments. But it's spooky. I mean, there were so many people who died there. And of course, to Americans, it's particularly. But I think for anybody, I mean, I went to the site of a pitched battle when I was in Alaska, which was between the British and Native Americans, the Inuits. So, I guess Native Americans, but they weren't Americans then, and it wasn't even America then. And like 8,000 people had died. And places like that are spooky as far as I'm concerned. And even when I don't know, you can feel the vibe. There really is something about it. But Gettysburg is an extraordinary place. More people died in the Civil War than all the rest of our wars put together because we were on both sides. Civil wars are really nasty.
Yeah.
In 1881, a meteorite lands near the village of Gross Liebenthal, southwest of Odessa, Ukraine. Meteorites are considered kind of collectibles. Did you know that? You can buy meteorites, apparently, on Craigslist and on Amazon.
I've heard something like that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, part of it depends how big they are, but sometimes they're radioactive. They're something from outer space, kind of cool. In 1916, on this day, Samuel Goldwyn and Edwin Selwyn established Goldwyn Pictures. There you go. Which became eventually MGM. In 1944, FDR announced the sixth war loan drive aimed at selling $14 billion in war bonds to help pay for the war effort. That was a lot of money then. $14 billion in 1944, I'll bet you that's close to $1 trillion now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. People went and bought bonds. In 1946, Afghanistan, Iceland, and Sweden joined the UN. Well, Afghanistan and Iceland that late, I can understand. Sweden? Who knew it was that late? Did you?
Yeah, I wonder why it took them that long.
I don't know.
To join.
It's one of those things. Sweden's really an interesting country. I think it's Norway is the one that didn't have a book published in Norwegian until like 1936 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Norway kept getting taken over by either Russians or the Swedes, you know, and just back and forth, back and forth. So they didn't print their own language. 1936 is pretty late. In 1950, on this day, Eisenhower became the Supreme Commander of NATO. So November's a big deal month, I guess. Doesn't seem like it would be, right? It seems like it's kind of the... Of course, maybe we're just accustomed to, like, Halloween, and then the end of the month is Thanksgiving, but I guess the world doesn't necessarily go that way. In 1955, the National Review published its first issue. In 1959, the Ford Motor Company announced discontinuation of the Edsel. You know that was one of the kid's name. Can you imagine going through life being called Edsel? It's like going through life being called Lemon, right? Not a good idea. In 1985, Reagan and Gorbachev meet for the very first time. In 1994, on this day, there was a national lottery. A pound ticket gave a 1 in 14 million chance of correctly guessing the winning 6 out of 49 numbers. Well, lotteries are now, you know, big deals. In 1998... the House Judiciary Committee became impeachment against Clinton. So I guess this is a big deal month. In 1998, Van Gogh's Portrait of the Artist Without Beard sells at auction for $71.5 million, which in 1944 would have been $4.38. No, I made that last part up. Pay no attention. In 2004, Malice at the Palace, the worst brawl in NBA history. Ron Artest suspended 86 games the rest of the season. Steven Jackson suspended 30 games.
I remember that like yesterday. I watched
really?
It live when it happened. Yeah, Ron Artest went into the stands and started fighting with fans after a fan threw a beverage at him. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Well, I just saw, although I don't think I can review it quite yet, I just saw Concussion, the Will Smith movie. You can see why the NFL is not happy with that. Lots of stuff to talk about football. Yeah. I think we'll wait maybe till it comes out and we'll use that. I'll tell you the two things that most struck me by one of them, it sort of gives away the ending, but it doesn't really, because you know, if you read the newspaper, you know anything about football, you know that the issues, what the issues are. But supposedly, the NFL has done an actuary study and said that 28% of players in the NFL have suffered some kind of brain damage from playing. Mm-hmm. That's the NFL saying it, which means it's probably at least double that, and maybe more than that. That's statistic number one, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
At, to this point, 5,000 players have sued the NFL. And I guess the third factoid is at one point one of the characters in the movie said if 10% of all the mothers in America said that they weren't going to let their sons play football, starting you know at 5 or 8 or whatever age, it would wipe out football, which is an amazing sort of notion. But for me, the issue was that the reason that football has continued, Roger Goodell does not come out well in this movie. Is because it's a huge business. I mean, it's a gazillion-dollar business.
And we still, I mean, just as general public, we still love the sport. And we still love
it's still the number.
Sport.
Yep. There's a great line in there that says that the NFL has made the day a day their own that used to belong to God, which is Sundays, right?
Yeah.
And it's now not only Sundays. There's also Monday, and there's now, Thursday night
Thursdays,
football?
Thursdays, yep.
And Saturdays are college.
Yep, Saturdays are college in the NFL. Yep. During the playoffs, they have games on Saturdays. And,
But as far as I'm concerned, what was most alarming about that movie is that 5,000 people have, and they've settled with non-disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
That if in fact football continues because it's both popular and incredibly lucrative, that people suing, players suing, will probably bring it to its knees at some point. I don't think, as I said, I don't think football as we know it today will exist in 10 years. And we put it up on Facebook, and nobody but me was interested in it. But wait till this movie comes out. Maybe we'll revive the question. Because it was just, it was a startlingly, I mean, the statistics on it are startling. It's also a very good movie. It's Will Smith is better in this than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He gets to play sort of a grown-up in this one. He gets to play the doctor who uncovered this, who is from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And... Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, it's interesting, too, just going back to, you know, we talked about the days that football is played now, and, you know, it's basically a once-a-week sport, or at least that's what it appears to be on the surface. But when you really think about it, there's really only 2 days out of the week when it's not played very often, and it's, you know, that's Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because otherwise you have games on Thursdays, you have high school games on Fridays.
If you watch, there'll be a fantasy league or something that'll now be on, you know, Fox or something.
Yeah, but it's amazing that a sport that is only viewed as being played once a week is played in some fashion, five days out of the week, so.
Yeah. Alrighty, folks, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Such a pleasure to speak to you so right on so many issues. The reason for the call is that my girlfriend got fired from a company about 3.5 years ago. Consequently, I got fired from the same company 7 years ago. I have moved on, and I didn't sue. She sued on age discrimination, and a year prior to my firing, I received an email that I should not have received that was very age discriminatory basis. So when she started to sue, I gave her the email, and she had a decent case. She just had a payout. I've been very supportive, lent her money. I got it back, and she just got a very nice payout. And I got less than 1%, and I was under the impression.
What do you mean you got less than 1%?
She received $65,000.
Right.
And she gave me $500.
Why would she give you anything, with all due respect?
Because I had lent her money. I was there.
Well, but she paid back the money that,
she did, but she kept on asking, how much do you want? I said, well, let's just see what happens.
Well, but I'm still not clear. I mean, I think it was very generous of you to lend her money, and but I don't know why, having paid back the money, why you would receive any part of the settlement.
She wouldn't have had a case unless it was my email.
Well, but so what? I mean, in the same way that if the roles had been reversed, I think it was nice of you to help her. Presumably, she did have a case. It may be that your email strengthened it.
Exactly.
But presumably, if the roles reversed, I mean, what? And it sounds to me that she did feel that she owed you something. And I mean, if you feel that you were, what do you feel you're owed?
I mean, I was expecting.
No. Don't go through it again. Just give me a number. What do you think you're owed?
At least $5,000.
Well, I mean, you can go back to her. $5,000 is, I mean, she's going to pay taxes on that, I would assume. I don't know what you have to do on legal settlements. I don't actually know the law about that. Let's assume for a moment that she'd have to pay taxes on it, that she had legal fees. Did she get $65,000 before with the legal fees taken out, or did she still have to pay legal fees? Do you know?
They were taken out.
So she netted $65,000.
Exactly.
And presumably, let's say that she has to pay a third of that in taxes for no particular reason, which means she's left with $45,000. So you're asking for basically 11% of what she got. That seems to me a hefty fee. I don't know. It does. In fairness, and again, I'm a psychologist, it seems to me that you helped her. If she'd lost, you wouldn't have paid her legal fees.
No.
All right? I think that you were helpful, but that you didn't. That you didn't sue. I mean, I don't know what the statute of limitations are, and maybe you could go back and revisit it and sue them on the basis of her success as a precedent. But if she'd lost, you wouldn't have paid any of her legal fees, nor would you have been expected to. And therefore, if she won, I mean, I think that she gave you a token sort of thank you. I don't know. I mean, it's okay with me if you want to go to her and say, listen, it occurs to me, you know, how about if we went on a trip together and you picked up the price tag for it or something. But when she asked you, you didn't come up with a number. Do I think you can ask her if you want to? Yeah. Do I think you're entitled to it? I don't.
Okay.
But again, understand, I'm saying I don't see the logic of the entitlement. But if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But understand, it may, you know, it certainly may damage the friendship.
Okay.
And especially when she asked.
All right.
But do you hear what I'm saying?
I understand totally.
I guess the most sort of prominent factor of this is she'd lost, you wouldn't have paid her legal fees. And therefore she won. You didn't really have a part. You were just kind of an interested bystander and were helpful, and thank you for that. And if you maybe you should go back and decide, go talk to her lawyer and see if it's worth having that lawyer send a letter to your employer, and maybe you can get something out of it that way. Because she, you know, with just they've already lost, there's a precedent with that company and a pattern. You may be able to collect something with just a letter from the lawyer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Liz, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a question about my daughter. She's 22. She has an 11-month-old. She's married. They got married a week before the baby was born last year.
Goodness.
And she came over for her birthday celebration Saturday and told us that they're pregnant again. And they're due September. Which is all fine, that's their business, but he does not work. He's gone through probably 6 different jobs.
Well, it sounds like he works, he just didn't hold a job very well.
Right, that's a better way of putting it. But he hasn't worked now since probably 6 months now. My question is there any point where her dad and I talk to them about the fact that he's not working?
Do you think he doesn't know?
Well, no, I know he knows, but...
Well, you never tell somebody something they already know. I mean, well, so pretend I'm your son-in-law, what are you going to say to me?
Well, this is my husband's point, is that he says that he was this kind of dork when he was that age. You know, that he didn't do what he should have done, and he felt like from his personal experience that maybe our son-in-law could learn from that.
Right, so okay, I hear that. It's not an invalid premise. So what's your husband's plan? What's he going to say? I'm his son-in-law. What's he going to say to me? I too was a dork. Where did your husband get religion? What changed?
Well, he was forced to do it. I mean, my older three, just let me explain this. Danielle is my stepdaughter, but I've raised them. We raised them together. We had custody for 16 years. So my husband...
But you still haven't answered the question.
Okay. My husband had all the kids all at once by himself, and he knew it was either that or the kids were going to go, you know, to the state.
All right. So how is that going to translate into a useful message to his son-in-law?
I don't know.
Well, I think that's what he's going to have to figure out first. Because you hear that just going, I mean, I don't mind the premise that,
right.
Look, I too was a dork, but I think there has to be something specific that then comes up of, look, is a 22-year-old, he's got a high school diploma, yes?
Yes.
Has he done any college?
Yes, he has gone to college twice. The last time he dropped out because it was too difficult.
All right, so he's smart but not motivated. What kind of jobs has he had?
He's had jobs like as a cook. He's had jobs as a mechanic. He had a pretty good job as like a beer distributor.
Well, I mean, what is your husband willing to do? Is he going to send him to school, which isn't going to solve? How are they living at this moment?
My daughter is a hairdresser and she works full time.
Okay, listen. It would seem to me that the only thing that I give, and I give it very limited permission for your husband to do, is to go to Boy Wonder and say, listen, I, too, was in exactly the same situation you were. And what happened to me was that I got, you know, all three of the kids, and it was either get a job and take care of the kids, or they're going to go to an orphanage. So, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you, but here's what worked for me. If you want to go to school, whatever. I give them permission to do that. And just the two of them. You stay out of it.
Right. Okay.
But he's got to also have some plan that says, or at least say, when you decide you want some help, come to me and I'll help you, whether it means going to school or I don't know whether he's willing to loan him money to start his business. I don't know what he's willing to do. But I think if you're going to say to somebody, boy, have you made a mess of things, then you have to be willing to say, but I'm willing to help you unmake a mess of things because here are your skills. And
okay.
So your husband's approach that I, too, was once a dork, you know, I was lost and now I'm found, I could start singing Amazing Grace here, couldn't I? Not a good idea. You know, only, but there has to be the Amazing Grace part. There has to be the redemptive part. There has to be, okay, here's how things can get better for you. So, and if he doesn't have that, I think then going to him and saying, you know, I was once in this situation. When you want some help, you want to talk about it or know that I'm here to help you. But I think it's only just dump on him. Look, you're about to have two kids. You don't have a job. You know, first of all, Danielle may get tired of this at some point. She obviously is not good at birth control, but it's not your life. It's not your problem.
Okay.
And the only reason that I, again, give the limited permission is that your husband's approach is a little more humble and measured than I probably would have assumed, but he still has to come up with, you know, what's the payoff? You know, what am I willing?
Right.
What's the positive part of this?
Okay, and then as far as Danielle, we don't say anything to Danielle.
Well, what are you going to say? You've married a jerk.
I know. You can't
do that. I mean, all you do is lose it. This is her choice.
Mm-hmm.
The second baby makes no sense to me. I mean, I can understand being young and stupid, getting pregnant,
right,
and then deciding to marry the guy because you want to give the kid some legitimacy. And my guess is it was an accident. But so what? I mean,
right,
it doesn't sound to me. I think that's not your business. I think,
okay,
again, and his being out of work really isn't your business either.
Right.
These are adult people. They may be acting like jerks, but they're adult jerks. And I think that the only reason that your husband has any permission for me to even think about it is that his position is, you know, you're who I was, and this is what happened to me.
Okay.
And if I can help you at some point, know that I'm here without judgment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Pro
ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so apparently lots of people want to program direct the program. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We actually have a question from Patricia. And she says, Dr. Joy, I don't understand how some children can think they were born the wrong gender. If the human brain doesn't fully develop until 25 to 27 years of age, how can a child determine that he or she is the wrong gender, especially if the child is lacking a full understanding about the opposite gender. Can this gender identity issue be attributed to imbalanced hormones, a childhood incident, suppressed fears or other feelings, or something else? And I don't understand how some doctors and parents can support this. I certainly enjoyed doing boy, you know, doing quote boy things when I was younger, but never once did I think I was really a boy, nor did I have the desire to be one.
Okay. You've asked me about 15 different questions in there, all of which are good questions, but they're not all the same questions. So let me see. And Manny, we may have to reread this so I can pick up some of them.
Sure.
All right. The idea that the human brain is not completely formed till 25, it's both true and somewhat misleading. First of all, the brain seems to be sort of evolving in ways that we don't really... Look, let me be real honest. When I was in medical school, which was about 20-some years ago, we said we were just at the threshold of really understanding how the brain worked. And having spent 3 years studying only brain function, I now understand how you can move your index finger, but things like personality, memory, politics, gender orientation, completely unknown, not only to me, to everybody. So the brain, the people who think the brain is a computer don't understand either brains or computers, because it's not. We are understanding, for example, post-traumatic stress disorder, a completely different way than we ever have before. So and we know that when there is traumatic brain injury, that other parts of the brain can compensate in ways that we didn't think. We always thought that the brain, once it was fully formed, couldn't do anything more, and we know that's not true. So the brain is still kind of the deepest part of the ocean, metaphorically, that we really don't understand. We're only beginning to explore it. We can hypothesize, but we really don't. We have surprisingly little knowledge, considering that we're wandering around with it, you know, inside our skulls all the time. Okay, that's number one. And if nothing else, having just seen the movie Concussion, and I mean, part of what the NFL didn't understand and nobody understood was what was actually happening. But then when they did understand it, that's a different story. But I mean, and that's a relative. We're talking relatively in the last decade. So number one, understanding the brain is still huge, big question marks. And we know that our personality isn't our brain. There's no place that you can point to on the human brain when you take it out of the skull or when it's in situ and say, that's the personality part. We can talk about the corpus callosum. We can talk about the six different areas of memory. But in terms of what we would think about as personality or sense of humor, or sexual orientation. You can't point to someplace and say, well, that's where it is, okay? And we referred to that kind of thing as kind of our mind, right? There is nothing anatomically we can point to that says that's our mind. But those kinds of things that I just mentioned are much more our mind, some kind of integrative function, than a brain. So they're more than the physical characteristic, the physical organ, okay? They're integrative in ways that we're only beginning to understand. All right. How can somebody feel that they were born in the wrong body? I mean, I'm like you. I was a tomboy, sort of. I mean, I'm doing physical things. I like climbing. I like playing tetherball. But there was never any question that I was not female. There were times that I wished that I could do things that my brothers got to do, or that it was easier to tinkle if I, you know, had different apparatus. But there was never that sense of, you know, I'm in the wrong body. I've had the sense every once in a while, I think all of us have, of I'm in the wrong place. You ever had that? You've been at a party and think, I don't belong here, or in a neighborhood and think, and it's something specific. It's just a generalized sense that this isn't where I should be doing. A job, maybe, a relationship. And if you take that feeling and then multiply it by a lot, then I think you're beginning to get close to someone who feels that they were born the wrong sex. There's a terrific movie coming out in the next couple of weeks called The Danish Girl with Eddie Redmayne, who talks about one of the first transgender surgeries in I think, 1933, so it was a long time ago, getting relatively. And how you can sort of feel that you're living your life as a lie. Maybe it's easier to understand if you have some gay friends who've been closeted, and by and large, people who are gay are not transgender. They just feel that they are attracted to people of the same sex.
So we're talking, and when we're talking about sexuality, we're talking about enormously complicated kind of behavior. Again, there's nothing you can point to in your brain that says, aha, here's where you're going to be attracted to tall, dark, handsome strangers who have a drug problem. There just isn't. So that whole issue of, and understand how difficult it is to change a job, change a habit, lose weight, stop smoking. For women, for most of us, how difficult it is when we marry to change our name and how long it takes to adjust to that. Think about talking about changing something as fundamental as how you present yourself as male or female to the world. So it's not an easy decision. It's not a comfortable decision. It's not a whimsical decision. And it's not, I mean, that even if there was a whole industry that supported and made a lot of money out of having people change, and surgery is never fun under any circumstances, you'd still, I mean, that's a huge kind of burden and a huge kind of investment socially, emotionally, economically, spiritually, familially. I mean, it's and people feel great shame about it. So the idea that it's whimsical or easily induced in people, I think it just doesn't fit the data at all. Chemical imbalance, hard to know. We know, the more we know about genetics, the more we think that that's probably what it has to do with, of a misplaced chromosome somewhere. Not entirely. And of course, once you're talking about chromosomes, you're talking about all sorts of things. You're talking about chemicals, you're talking about hormones, you're talking about structure. So, but the idea that somebody, and I think for those of us who feel that we are, you know, that we're the right body or the right, you know, the right, maybe not the right body, but the right sex, that I think it's very hard, but that I think you can probably think about times in your life where you felt incredibly uncomfortable that you didn't belong there, that it wasn't right for you. And that's something that you presumably can change. As I said, it's a job or a relationship or a religious ceremony or any one of a number of things that just feels wrong to you. And it's very hard to point out specifically why, but you know on some instinctive level that this isn't right for you. And we're talking about something so fundamental. I mean, basically the world has historically only divided in those two categories. You're either male or female. So to feel like you were, you know, you were 50% wrong, you know, that you belonged in the other camp, and there are only two camps. I mean, I think that we can maybe not completely understand it, but at least be sympathetic with it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy car.